Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're going to be talking about empowerment. The empowerment of our children. The empowerment of our kids. You know, I think lately, more than ever, it's important to be able to connect with our children. It's always been important, but now with the media and everything else that's happening, especially getting back to our new normal, getting back to school, but also dealing with anxiety, stress, but also health issues. Many times we don't realize that there's a lot of kids out there that are dealing with health issues, and they're changing their life. It's their entire life is changing based on a diagnosis and walking through that and trying their best to hold it together. And the family is too. And it's interesting when we can come together and band together and create solidarity. It's very powerful. And when you meet someone that's doing this on a big level, that's doing this to help others, but also to impact the kids and the boys in society, to be able to bring them back to reading, to create something that they can read that they like, to also connect folks to understand other people's plights, and to be able to tell a story that's needed and necessary so that people feel like there's somebody there to support them, but also a story that boys can connect with, to connect with what they like to do, but also connect with the story of what someone else is going through. And so on the show today, I have Lindsay Reiling. Lindsay is a mother of three. She's a former elementary school teacher, and she's also the new Amazon best-selling author for her new book, The Race. Lindsay, it's great to have you live on Live Your True Life Perspectives.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's great to have you on the show. And when I got your book, I love it. I read it cover to cover a couple of times, and I find that the dedication is amazing. Let's start there, because you dedicated your book to a special kid for a special reason.
Yes, definitely. One of my son's friends, who he met through his BMX racing, his name is Jack Cerny. And he's a 12-year-old boy and healthy, strong boy, World 2 rider. In 2019, he won World 2 for Canada in BMX racing. And he's one of those kids that is just really humble. He doesn't go around bragging about this or anything. He loves his bike. He loves to race. And he just wants to hang out with his friends. So in January, my husband said, I just got the worst news. We just heard that Jack has been diagnosed with leukemia. So we were just really saddened by the news, of course. And for me in particular, my son is the same age as him. He also BMX races. So they had a lot in common. And also growing up, my older brother had leukemia and battled leukemia throughout his life from age 7 until age 19, when his body just had nothing left to fight with. And so when I heard this, I was just really moved, and I wanted to write something. I wanted to give Jack some kind of message of hope, of comfort, just to know that we were thinking about him and supporting him, and that he, with his mindset, and had some kind of control, had some power, and that he could visualize and really just give him something positive to look forward to. So I went on a walk with my dog, Betty. She's a bulldog. And we walked around our neighborhood, and all I could think about was Jack. I said, I just need to give him some sort of message, and I had no idea what that was going to look like. I came back to my computer after the walk, sat down, and just started typing. And basically, the race just fell out onto the computer keys, and I just thought, oh, wow, it felt like it was channeled. And so I just said, wow, this is kind of cool, when I read it back over, and I sent it to my husband. And I said, I just wrote this for Jack. Do you think it's appropriate? Do you think it's any good? And he said, wow, you wrote that? And I said, I know. And so he said, well, wouldn't it be really cool if we could publish it and give all the money from the proceeds of selling it to Jack and his family? And having had a friend who went through a cancer journey with her son, I knew how expensive it could be. And so I thought, oh, that would be amazing. So I sent it to his family, and I was so nervous when I first sent it to them, because you just never know how it will come across, and you want it to be positive for them and caring. And they messaged me back and said, that brought tears to our eyes. We can't stop reading it. We love it so much. We love the idea of publishing it, but we want to be able to help other families too. So let's band together and think of the proper charity that we would want to donate to. And so then we decided on the BC Children's Hospital, because that's where he's getting treatment. And they just said the nurses and doctors have been amazing. And so it kind of just went from nothing to now I'm on your radio show.
That is awesome. It's an amazing story, too, and the fact that you were able to create this book and dedicate it and be able to help and bring awareness, too, because that's what I really love. I love also your quotes that you use throughout the book, and definitely the support of Betty the Bulldog was helpful for sure. I like how you kind of break it down throughout the book about how, you know, you kind of juxtaposition the bike and the condition. And I think this is powerful because it kind of brings context into it. And I think it also makes it easier for kids to understand the situation.
Exactly, yeah. Well, I know as a parent myself, it's hard to know how to talk about different difficult subjects like diseases and illnesses, in particular with this. So I wanted a nice, easy, digestible way where it would get the message across and be easy to understand by parents and children, and kind of give it in a relatable way for kids that wasn't too scary either, that they could relate to and understand. BMX racers love their bikes. They are so proud of their bikes. They know every single little detail of their bike, from the grips to the brakes to the spokes. They are very in tune with their bikes, so I thought it was the perfect analogy for what he was going through.
I think it's powerful, and I think you're right. It's that connection because, I think from the outside world, sometimes people don't realize how, you know, when you do get into a sport like this, the connection between, like, for example, in this situation, the bike and the kid, like the connection, like you have to be in unison, right? And you have to figure out how to maneuver and how to connect and be able to be super aware, but be able to kind of, it's almost like the bike and the kid becomes one, right?
Completely, yes. And I know this firsthand with my son, because he can feel any minute change in his bike. If anything has been changed, or like we can't tune his bike without him knowing exactly what we did once he takes it for a ride. And he'll come back from a lap and he'll say, nope, I hear a sound. There's something back here. Nope, this felt different. Like BMX racers are very in tune with their bike. And just like how we can be in tune with our bodies as well, and no one listening to those little whispers of our bodies and what messages our bodies are telling us. And it's the same thing with their bikes. What messages their bike telling them when they hear a squeak in their back brake, or, you know, their tire feels a little bit more squishy on the front. They know those little nuances. So I knew the BMX kids, or any kids that love their bikes or sporting equipment, they are really connected to it and one. And really, the metaphor for life, how we are as a species, we're all connected into one. And the energy is there. We can feel other people's energy, and we bring in that aspect as well, but in a easy to digest way for kids and parents when talking about something that can be a little bit difficult to talk about.
And I agree with you. We are all connected, and it's interesting because I find that, you know, the more and more that people begin to awaken to their reality, you know, they begin to realize how connected we really are with others. And that's why I think you creating this book and writing this book and dedicating it to him, and then the family, you know, saying, no, let's, and y'all agreeing to dedicate it to the hospital, the proceeds, I think is really interesting, because it really does show that even though, you know, Jack might be suffering with leukemia, we're all kind of in this together.
Yes, exactly. And whether we're aware of it or not, we are all affected by each other's stories, struggles, wins and losses. We feel for other people. Even like a lot of times, once I became a parent, I found I couldn't watch the news anymore because of the negativity, and stories that were on there would literally hurt my heart, and especially if it had anything to do with kids. And so we can talk about things that are happening around the world, and we're still affected by them, even if we don't really, or even if we're not consciously aware of it.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Right? Like, you know what I'm saying, right?
Oh, yeah. And I agree with you about, you know, about the media intake, too. It's like it's so important to really focus on, you know, finding that outlet for media that we can connect with that doesn't do that. Because you're right. If you see a story on TV, and like for me, it's with kids or animals or elderly or whatever, you know, a lot of people think they can compartmentalize it, but they can't. I mean, so how did you kind of move past that or even detox on that? What did you have to do to stay away from it? Or how did you begin to handle that so that you didn't have that feeling from watching that eliminated altogether?
Yeah, well, I knew how it started to make me feel, and I just thought, you know what, it's not good for me listening to this. It makes me feel horrible. It makes me feel sad, and what can I do about it to keep my mindset positive and not be brought down by it? And being an empath where you can really feel the energy and emotions of other people, I thought, you know what, I'm not going to watch the news anymore. I can make that choice to just say no. And I actually told my husband, I said, okay, if there's any huge event or thing that I really need to know that's happening in the world, can you just let me know? Because otherwise I don't need to hear all of these other things, because I want to be positive. I want to feel good. I don't want my energy to be brought down and become impatient and things like that just because my energy is low and my vibration is low listening to all this negativity and sadness. And it's not about being ignorant about it. It's about choosing consciously to keep my vibration high. And if my vibration is low, my kids are affected by it, and they become cranky too. So it's keeping my environment and energy happy or at least at a high level so that I can just function and be in a healthy range.
I totally agree with you, Lindsay. That's well spoken. When we return, we'll be talking more about, you know, helping kids really connect, you know, dealing with also, you know, anxiety. I mean, that's something as well that kids deal with that we don't really think about, maybe to the extent that they deal with it, the empowerment process, and how Lindsay's reason for writing this book and putting it out there is to empower kids to really be able to see their power and to walk into that. So stay tuned. We've got a great show for you. Don't turn the channel. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's past away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's DancestorsGenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-13.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I have author of the best-selling book, The Race, Lindsay Reiling, on the show here on Live Your True Life Perspectives. Lindsay, you know, it's interesting. I was looking at the book, and, you know, Olympic time is coming up. We're in the middle of the Olympics are here, and I see some various dedications to your book and reviews by your book from some actual gold medalists and such like that. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, something that's really cool about BMX is that at a lot of the tracks, former current Olympians and pros are practicing at the same time as your little five-year-old is practicing. So they can actually get into the gate with a current or former Olympian or pro rider that they've been watching on TV or watching at the races. And it's really a cool sport because you can really be involved and meet your heroes in your sport on a almost daily basis, depending on where you live. And so Tori Nyhaug is our Canadian Olympian, and he got fourth in the last Summer Olympics. And he is just a really great guy. And so he had done some BMX camps in our area. And so I reached out to him, and he has podcast with another BMX racer, James Palmer, who is our Canadian Olympian this year in Tokyo. And I reached out to them and said, would you write a foreword for Jack? And because all these pros race and ride around with all these kids, they knew who Jack was. And so they said, yes, absolutely. We heard about that. And they were more than willing to write in their, in the book and were really willing to hop on board with it. And so it was really cool to be able to have them involved with it. And just the kids were so excited when they saw that.
That's neat. I like the idea that there's such a community where you do have like these folks who are, you know, very successful in the sport and, you know, of all age, of all age groups that they're able to interact. I think that's pretty powerful. I don't know of any other sport like that.
Yes, I know. I was thinking of it this morning and I thought, I don't really know either because, I mean, hockey obviously is a huge sport here, but rarely do you ever get to meet the actual NHL players, even if you're really competitive in hockey as a child, and rarely would you ever get to even play with them, never mind in BMX, you're actually on the track with them at the same time in the gate, right beside them, literally inches. And they'll talk to them, they'll give them tips, they'll high-five them and sign anything they want. They're really approachable and really, really kind guys. And a lot of, and women, a lot of them just, you know, freely give of their time to help out any of the kids. And a lot of them then become coaches as well and coach the kids. And so you really feel involved with it. So it's really unique in that way for a sport and really powerful and inspiring for kids when they can see these people and be like, I want to be like Tori. I want to be like James. Or Connor Fields is your gold medal BMX racer. And in the States, and he's a really great guy too. It's the same thing. It's, they're so accessible and it's so inspiring for the kids to be able to chat with them.
I think that's interesting. I mean, and that's what's so great about the sport, I think. And I think that's also part of the community aspect, you know, and I think that's interesting. How long has your son been racing BMX?
He started racing when he was 4, when all he wanted to do was find jumps and be on his bike 24/7. And so we came across a BMX track, and then it was just, for lack of a better term, balls out from there.
That's awesome. That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, he's 13 now, so it's been about 9 years our family's been into it, so...
It's a good amount of time. That's a great, so when we return, Lindsay and I are going to continue talking. We're actually going to be talking more about the empowerment piece and how kids can be empowered and inspired. And I think this book really helps to inspire kids, and I think it really helps to connect the dots because we want to have our children as empowered as possible because empowerment is key to knowledge, but it's also it helps with self-worth and self-esteem, and that is very impactful. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's past away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's dancestorsgenealogy.com and fill out a contact request and we'll get right back to you.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Michigan legislators have stripped Governor Gretchen Whitmer of the emergency powers she freely wielded during the COVID-19 pandemic. Republican Michigan Congresswoman Lisa McClain.
This was a people-driven initiative. The people of the state of Michigan demanded that their voices be heard.
Audio courtesy of Fox News. The state Senate approved the Unlock Michigan initiative on July 15th. On Thursday, the Republican-controlled state House passed the measure with a 60-48 vote, largely along party lines. The Department of Justice has dropped its charge against five visiting Chinese scientists who were accused of lying about the extent of their ties to the Chinese military. The scientists included biomedical and cancer researchers in California and a doctoral candidate studying artificial intelligence in Indiana, reported the Wall Street Journal. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Jay Fusey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been joined by Lindsay Reiling. She's the author of the Amazon bestseller of The Race. And we were talking before the break about the Olympics, the upcoming Olympics, also the community aspect of BMX and how the kids and everybody's able to interact with each other, which I find is very fascinating because, like, you can't find a lot of sports where people can interact with people that have won medals, that have done these things, and I think that's powerful. You know, Lindsay, I think that your book is really connected to the empowerment of kids and the empowerment of understanding themselves. Can we talk more about that? Because I think that the empowerment piece can really help with the self-esteem and the self-worth component that can go so far in our world today to help kids, but also to be able to stabilize them to understanding their true self and true worth.
Yes, exactly. Well, being a former teacher and also being a mom of three, I realized just how much kids are bombarded by being told constantly what to do by everyone. And they really I kind of got to thinking about how that must feel to them. And so I thought about coaches, parents, teachers. We're all constantly telling kids what to do, how, what they should wear, what they should eat, how they should train, and everything. So when something comes up, a challenge, a health struggle, some kind of obstacle that comes up in a kid's life, they really feel even more powerless. And they're looking to other people to tell them what to do. And a lot of times, us parents, we really don't know what to do, and we really don't have all the answers. So I wanted to kind of give Jack in particular some kind of control. I wanted him to know that he had some sort of peace in the whole journey of healing that he's going to be going on. So when I related it to the bike, I thought, okay, let's have him where he's visualizing the race, aka his health journey, and giving him some power to say, you know what? Okay, I can visualize being healed. I can ask my body what it needs. And in the book, it's asking his bike what it needs to be healed and choosing consciously not to listen to the negativity that he might be hearing from the doctors, maybe prognosis, maybe things like that, and going, I'm going to take control. I'm going to choose my thoughts. I'm going to visualize the race, and I'm going to choose for my body and I to go through this journey together and to picture it healed, to picture all the medicines and things that are coming into him as like a big light that's giving him more energy and more strength every time. So I kind of wanted to relate that to the bike and to the race of life and journey to the race of a BMX race in itself.
And I find it very empowering, too. You're right. It's like being able to eliminate that negativity. I mean, the healing process itself can't afford to have the negativity around, and also that fear. And I think that when we empower, mm-hmm. like when we empower ourselves or our children, it's about trying to give enough knowledge and wisdom so that there is no fear of that unknown, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and when you can have some sort of thing to focus on and have a little bit of something that you're able to control, it will help you be less anxious. It will help to resolve that and calm you down a little bit. I know with my son, he went through a time where he just got so, so nervous for every single BMX race, and he was just getting in his head, and it would result in mistakes that he wouldn't normally do, and he was just really getting upset by it. And so we decided to write up we call it the circle of control. So on the, you draw a big circle, and then in the middle you draw a smaller circle. So on the, around the big circle, you write things that are out of your control. So we would say, okay, the weather is out of our control. Other racers are out of our control. The track is out of our control. And then in the middle part, you would write what you do have control over. So you have control over what you eat that day. Did you eat healthy? Did you water intake, breathing, focusing on your gait, saying, okay, I'm just going to focus on the red light. When the red light goes, I'm going to snap out of the gate. So really just focusing on yourself, because you really don't, there's so many external things in life that we have zero control over and that make us anxious thinking about all of that. But when we focus on what we really do have control over, it really empowers us and gives us some hope and is like allows us to focus better on truly what is it within our grasp. And then it makes us, helps us be less anxious, or at least it does for myself and my kids for sure.
Well, I like your concept, Lindsay, about what we can control and what we can't, because I find that nowadays with the bombardment of everything in our life, the responsibilities, everything, you know, it's amazing how much is happening all at one time. Being able to help a kid process what they can control is pretty powerful. So, yeah, take the example of, you said, they can't control what they eat, or they can't control how they've taken care of themselves, or hydration, or what have you. Is that something that you work on a daily basis in your household, where it's kind of a checklist, or how did you, you know, do they check in with themselves on a daily basis, or how do you like to work that as well?
Mm-hmm. We'll check in with each other, and what we actually did too. So on BMX, you have a number plate on the front of your bike, and there's a little space between your handlebars that has like an empty space basically on the back, so only the racer can see it, so only the rider of that bike can see this little area. So we actually took some Sharpie and we wrote in there some ideas. So we had read like deep breathing, so take 5 breaths in, hold it for 5 seconds, breathe in for 5 seconds, hold it for 5 seconds, breathe out for 5 seconds. So we wrote on the back of my son's plate 5, 5, 5. And then we wrote some positive affirmations on the back. I am prepared. I am confident. I am calm. And whatever, I am brave. I think my daughter's is, I am brave, I am fierce, I am fast. And so the kids came up with the ones that they wanted to, and we wrote them on the back of their plates. So I said to them, if you ever get into that gate and you're feeling nervous and you're feeling all over the place, just look at the back of your plate, focus on that, and just read those over, take your deep breaths, and go from there. And also it was just giving them a little bit of control from when they were really young. I always told them they could control how they wanted to cut their hair. And it may sound like a really silly thing, but it gives them some sort of power. So I said, whatever you want to do to your hair, doesn't matter. Well, go to the hairdresser, and you guys are responsible for telling them what you want and how you want it cut, and I promise I won't interfere, because a lot of times, you know, as a parent, you want to just, and kind of give your advice in there and your opinions, but they would always say, nope, this is my choice, Mom. Yes, you're right. And even with the book with Jack, we visited him, and I delivered the books to him and his family, and in this spring, actually. And I said to him, I said, you know, Jack, I realize you don't have any control of what is going on in your world, and it probably feels a little bit scary. And I said, I want to give you some sort of control. So I said, whatever you want to do with this book is up to you. I said, we never have to publish it ever. I did this for you. You have control over what happens with this book. I said, I am happy just being able to deliver it to you and give it to you. You are in the driver's seat, whatever you want to do with it. If you want the whole world to see, great. If you want only your family and friends to see, great. I said, it's completely up to you. I want to give you that control. And he just kind of looked at me with big eyes and said, okay, thank you. And it was really cute. So I just, any little thing, they build up and they have power.
You know, I love the breathing exercise idea, because that's something that I actually work with my adult clients with, because a lot of times we don't realize how much our breathing can really help us to feel calm and dissipate some of that anxiety and feel more in control.
Yeah, it's like bringing you back to the present moment. When you're really focusing on your breath, you really can't think of a million things at the same time. If you're really focusing on that and counting as you go and feeling the breath come in, feeling how the breath holding feels in your body, you're really not thinking about everything else that might have been disturbing you or giving you anxiety right before. It really just brings you back to that present moment, and that's a real powerful thing when we can do that. And I think that's a lot of adrenaline sports like BMX or, you know, people who are mountain climbing and things like that, the adrenaline gives them that present moment. They can't think about anything else when they're racing or when they're climbing a mountain or whatever the sport may be. And I think that's what attracts a lot of people, is because it brings you to that present moment. There's nothing else you can think about when you're in the middle of the race, pedaling your little butt off. You have no other thoughts going on in your head.
Well, it really is an example of active meditation, you know, to some degree.
Yeah.
When we talk about, you know, sports like that, because you really can't focus on other things. And that's where I find it very interesting, very therapeutic, and I find that anything that, you know, no matter what your age is, no matter what your skill set is as far as, you know, sports is concerned, finding something that you like to do and something that is at least tiresome enough where you really have to focus, or at least, you know, tedious enough, or you know, just even pushing yourself enough that you really have to be in the moment to focus on each part of what you're doing. You know, I really like the inspiration, though. I got to go back to this, Lindsay. I got to go back. You were talking about the hair cutting, and so it's like, you know, as a kid, you know, being able to have like a parent that allows you to pick your own hairstyle. And I'm not going off of my mom. She's a dear person, and I love her dearly. But, you know, growing up was hard with the haircutting thing because it was always, she wanted it a certain way. And I hated short hair. I hated it. And I always had to have this short hair. And after that, I've never had short hair again. I don't want it. I don't ever want it. But it's like, I wish I could have had my own hair cut. I wish I could have styled my own hair. I think that really would have empowered me.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's really important these days, especially as well, for them to have control over their own bodies and to learn and to know that there's nobody else that can tell you what to do with your body. That is your body. No matter what your parents say, that is your body. That is your space. And so I think it's really important that we teach kids to treat their bodies in a great way, but also know that their bodies are theirs. And if it doesn't feel right, then, okay, we need to shut that down, or you can say no. So with my kids, it's hair cutting, and the other thing we do is clothes. They can pick their clothes, and I tell them, okay, on a fancy occasion, like maybe a wedding or Christmas dinner with the family, I always say I will, or like a family photo session, I will pick your clothes because I want them to match and blah, blah, blah. But I said every other day of the year, you can choose whatever you want. So it might be a fuzzy onesie to school photos that day, and the crazy hairdo, but I just laugh because it reminds me of their little personalities when I look back at those photos. And they feel confident because they're wearing what they want to wear and they feel good in it. So all the power to them, I think.
I think that's a very successful way of raising your kids, and I like the fact that you said, okay, there's sometimes when, you know, we're gonna have what we need to wear, especially for weddings and special occasions and family photos, that sort of thing. But I do like the concept of being able to let them choose, because I do think you're right. It does inspire them to take control. It also inspires them to see the value. And have you seen, as you're walking through that, have you seen that kind of not only help with their personality, but also help them craft and feel even better about themselves and who they are?
Yeah, well, and being constantly told what to do, it can make a person, and think of it as yourself as an adult, it can make you feel less than if people aren't valuing things that you like or your opinions. So if you're just saying, oh, that's horrible, that doesn't match, it's taking a little hit on their confidence every time you say that. When they come out and they're looking wild and you say, all right, looks good, let's go, honey, then they feel confident in themselves, no matter how little, to keep going throughout the day and feel good and go, you know what, I am good at dressing myself or choosing whatever it may be. And, I think it gives them a little bit of power and control and confidence that their ideas and opinions matter.
I think that's powerful, and I love that. And we have a lot more to talk about, so don't change the channel yet. Don't change the channel, because you know I'm going to ask Lindsay about a couple of golden nuggets of wisdom that she wants to share with our Live Your True Life listeners. But, you know, I've taken so much away from this show already, and I think that anybody that's listening to the show, you know, who is a parent, who do have children, understand the value of that. And I think this can even inspire, because I think the more power we give to our children, where they actually, you know, can have their opinions and can have their own thoughts, really makes them more well-rounded. But I also think it just creates and inspires them to learn more about themselves. And I think that learning more about ourselves as we grow is what really not only helps us to understand our self-esteem and self-worth and ponder on that, but it also helps us later on down the road when we're adults, right? So we can actually think about how we truly feel about situations we find ourselves in. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We've been talking about empowerment. We've been talking about overcoming, empowering our kids to really be able to have their own voice and speak up and be there for themselves. And joining me on the show, if you're just tuning in, is Lindsay Reiling. She's not only a former teacher, but also a mother of three. But she has this Amazon best-selling book out called The Race. So, you know, Lindsay, I always ask this of every guest that comes on the show is, I love what you're telling us, and I love the information that you're giving us and the impact that you have. But I also want 2 other nuggets of wisdom that you want to share with our listeners today.
Sure. Well, I think the first one I would say, and what I actually said to Jack too, was challenges and obstacles can make us stronger and faster in life. So even though these crazy situations, health problems, anxiety, and obstacles can come up in life, when we really focus on ourselves and we focus on what we can control and valuing ourselves, it will make us stronger. We will learn from all of those challenges and obstacles, and it will make us even stronger and faster in the long run. And the second one I think I would say is, in BMX, it's such a community feeling, and everyone at the BMX track at every race has the same goal. It is to make sure that everyone gets to their race on time, that everyone is cared for, food and water, bathroom breaks, the works. We all pitch in to help each other, and we all want everyone to have fun and finish their race. So with Jack and with the book and with anybody going through a health challenge or struggle or obstacle right now, I just want you to know that as a community, as a human species, as another human being, we are just wanting you to get to your race on time. We are wanting to care for you, have fun, and we're cheering you on from the sidelines as you work to finish the biggest race of your life. And when you're there with a fist bump in the air as you cross that finish line, we are there high-fiving you and giving you fist bumps at the end and cheering you on every step of the way, every pedal of the way, I should say.
I love that. And Lindsay, where do we find more information about you on social media?
Mm-hmm. So I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Lindsay Reiling Author. And I have a website, which is lindsayreiling.com. I am selling the race books on my website, as well as helmet stickers and hats that say hashtag Jack Strong to support Jack, with 100% of the proceeds going to the British Columbia Children's Hospital.
That is amazing. I love this concept. I love the book that you've done, that you've written, and I love the cause, and I also love the fact that Jack wanted the book to be published. I love that. That must have been a great day as well, and being that he's an inspiration for it is so powerful.
Yeah, his family has just said to say thank you to everyone who has supported them, bought a book, or just sent a message of well wishes and thinking about them. And it's spreading throughout the world. We've had orders from Australia and France, Germany, Italy, the States, Canada, all over the world. People are coming together to support Jack and to support the book and help a lot of children and families going through the battle of leukemia.
Amazing. And I've taken so many things away from this conversation today. And I think that, you know, if you're listening to the show, you know, you're feeling the same way, because I think the empowerment of our children is so powerful. I feel that helping them to find that, to be able to create that personality, you know, is when we're able to craft how we feel and we're able to connect with our emotions. And I find that that's something that impacts many adults, because they weren't able to connect with their emotion or show how they really felt growing up, and that impacted them throughout their all their relationships. And so it's like really helping them to find that in the beginning at an early age. Lindsay, I have appreciated having you on the show. You're amazing. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much. I had so much fun.
Amazing. Great, great, great conversation today. And so, you know, I think one of the takeaways that I got is just, you know, being able to empowering our kids, connecting with organizations and groups that want to help others, and having that community. And I find that the BMX community sounds like a great connector. And if it's that, or if it's something else, finding something that you can connect with and be able to have that family fun, but being able to have your kids doing what they love to do and impacting them in a powerful way. We have a great show for you next week. Don't forget, if you want any more information on the show or want to contact me, reach out at AshleyBurgess.com, BERGES.com. Have a great day, and don't forget to live your true life. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
It is interesting to see how the subjects on Ashley's True Life show and current events so often correlate with past events. As Ashley says, history often repeats itself. Our Dancestors genealogy research comes across great stories from the past that tie to families and our shared history regarding what happens in our country and our community. Dancestors clients have had ancestors that were colonizers, explorers, founders of religions, gunslingers, kings and queens, knights, pirates, heroic soldiers, witches, and witch hunters. Let's find out who the characters are in your family tree. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's D-A-N-C-E-S-T-O-R-S genealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.